a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going to Sydney for this one, mate.
Why are we here?
Oh, no, how awful. Residents in the affluent, and affluent means rich, not poo. That's effluent.
What does effluent mean?
Effluence is like sewage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Residents in both the affluent and effluent Sydney suburb of Mosman are up in arms. Oh, God.
Oh, Mosman.
Oh, God. Mm. They've seen something rolling around town and they are not happy about it. As you can imagine, the suburb Facebook page, the group.
Someone been noticed in track pants or something. Not in our town.
Close, but less clothes. There's a mobile billboard rolling around at the moment that's featuring a scantily clad young woman. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Not in Mosman.
What's the world coming to?
We keep our scantily clad women inside.
That's right. Quiet, where they belong.
With their masks on.
Yes.
What? And parties. Whoa. With keys in bowls.
Oh, what? Okay.
Like those, I can imagine.
Those long feathers.
Yes.
To tickle your toes. Sure, I imagine.
No, okay.
Or
well,
your
that
nose,
just,
make
no,
your sneeze.
No, I just.
To tickle your nose.
That's all right. You went one step too far. And
she's kneeling on a bed. Oh, God.
Wait, when you say kneeling on a bed.
Yeah.
I need more information. Like kneeling with like.
So she is. Well, I'll describe it to you because I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
Okay.
Sorry. I'll just. Yeah. So I'm a little bit distracted there. So she's, I think she's like actually sitting on the end of a bed, to be honest. You can't see her knees. If she's kneeling, they're like sort of folded underneath her. She's
okay.
Got one
she's
hand.
Sitting, she's sitting down, but she's sitting on her knees. Yeah. I mean, on her, on her feet.
Yeah, she's sitting on her bum and one hand is propped on the bed and the other hand has a mobile phone taking a selfie.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And
mirror selfie.
She seems to be looking at the phone rather than straight down the camera,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's blonde. She's wearing sort of a white, I'd call sort of like a crop top t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And a pair of pink lacy knicks, which you can't see heaps of because, again, she's sitting down.
Okay.
Right? So
yeah.
I'm just trying to paint a picture here.
No, that's...
So that's half the billboard, right? That people are... Oh, my God. People are losing their minds. Because on the other side of the billboard, the other half, pink background... White text says, "Are you rich, old and lonely? I'm looking for a sugar daddy."
Yes.
And then has a mobile phone number and then an Instagram handle.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, my goodness. They are so upset now.
Okay.
Her name is Cheyenne Fox with two X's.
Okay, double
only
X.
Only two X's, yeah. Though. She forked out $2,000 to hire the billboard, which has quickly riled up locals.
Sure, mate, that is like that is such a good investment for her.
I know, right?
For her OnlyFans, $2,000 outlay. Yeah. Oh, mate, she would have made that money back straight away.
That's what I thought. I thought that seems
100%.
Cheap, to be honest.
Yeah, good on her.
I bet that's not the only thing that's sort of been riled up too. The act was called distasteful, inappropriate, pathetic and absolutely shameful.
Oh, come on now.
By residents who are jealous.
Yeah.
Or who can't afford to be a sugar daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
In the suburban Mosman Facebook group. Totally unacceptable that this is allowed, one person said. My 7-year-old read it out loud and then asked me what it meant.
Oh,
what
no.
has the world come to? Can anyone advise if there's a way to report this to the council? Good on you. Your 7-year-old is reading at quite a good level if you're...
Of course.
As it's moving. It's a moving billboard.
Exactly. I've been quite impressed with that.
Yeah, clock
also,
it. Be proud.
We've been to Sydney, right? Mm. She's a woman in undies with a crop top.
Mm.
Like she's not doing, I've seen worse in shops advertisements.
Yeah, well, I've seen worse at Bondi. Like,
I know, it's like not, and she's just putting it out there.
Yeah.
She's just saying, hey, I'm looking for a sugar daddy and why not?
Yeah.
If she's cool with that and they're cool with that, all the best.
Idea.
Mm.
We have a billboard.
Yeah.
It's also a digital one.
Yeah.
It's on the corner of Mirrabool and Malapier.
Oh, yes, we've got that one out here. Right.
It's up quite high.
Yeah.
But it's bigger than, I guarantee it's bigger than this rolling one that
yeah,
she's
got. Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Is there anything, you know how sometimes we will use this sort of platform, this radio show that we have for our own ends to sort of leverage whatever we need, or if we need sort of advice or assistance with something, we just put it out on the radio.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want at the moment that we could maybe whack up on the board?
What if it's like, okay, so hers is a photo of her with "Are you rich, old and lonely? I'm looking for a sugar daddy."
Mm.
What if we put up a photo of Lingy and say, "Are you rich, old and lonely? No."
Like, I'm not.
I'm not.
Yeah,
so good luck with your life.
Suck eggs. I'm amazing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So we're chatting about Tassie football. And anytime we chat about Tasmania, we have to get our resident Tasmanian in, whether we like it or not. It's AJ from the newsroom. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Really well. And Lingy, you're here a little bit early, and so you want to jump in on this one too.
Absolutely. I'm pumped about the Tassie team.
Well, the Tassie team unveiled their brand new mascot yesterday. Tell us all about it, AJ.
So our mascot, I say ours, being a Tasmanian, obviously Hawthorn first for me, but Tassie is going to be very close to my heart.
So are you changing teams?
No. Absolutely not. But it'll be very close to my heart as it is with all Tasmania. So our mascot has been revealed. His name is Rumman.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who haven't spent any time in Tassie in their life,
noodle.
Rumman's kind of like a scallywag or a rascal. It's a very Tasmanian term. Like my dad used to call me Rumman all the time when I was a kid.
And it's R-U-M-U-N.
Yeah. So I only discovered yesterday that that's just a Tasmanian expression.
Oh, get out.
It's like how we felt when the Jack Jumpers were announced to the basketball.
And everyone
laughed. Oh, the Jack Jumpers just a Tasmanian
thing.
Okay.
Laughed at you. Laughed and we laughed and we laughed.
And those big bumblebees, they're just Tasmanian too.
Yeah, the big fat ones.
Yeah, they're so
cool. But that
so
kind of galvanised us because, like, okay, it's just our thing then.
Yeah.
It's not something that you're all sharing. It's just for Tasmanian. So Rumman is a very large Tasmanian devil. You can see the fur looks a bit weird. It's recycled school uniforms.
Oh,
because
great.
It was designed by a group of primary school students.
Oh, and it looks like it.
No, it doesn't. I knew you were going to say that.
It kind of does. It looked very weird when I first saw it. But the club's obviously ecstatic with that. Brendan Gale, the new CEO, who's such a great operator, has come in and started getting things moving. So yesterday marked a year since the announcement that the Devils were going to be the Devils and what the colour scheme was. Still looking towards that 2028 start in the competition. But it was a big day for Tassie yesterday.
I'm intrigued, though. A lot of Tasmanian people, when there was the case made for bringing the team in, they were like, you watch, Tasmanians, if they get their own team, they will drop their original team and they will embrace totally 100% I am a Tassie supporter. You said you won't.
I won't be. I'm not one of those people.
How many do you reckon will, percentage-wise?
Oh, a lot. I was talking with a good friend of mine. He grew up in Hobart. I grew up in Launceston. His daughter's just been born, and he's a Hawthorn supporter as well. And he's like, if my daughter goes to Tassie, I'm not going to be even remotely upset. Now, if she follows Carlton like his wife, he's going to be furious.
Yeah.
It's like, if she goes to Tassie, that's fantastic. And a lot of people, they have an allegiance to a team in Tassie, but it's not like a deep-seated religion like we find in Victoria where you live in die by what your footy team does. Yeah. So a lot of those people are like, okay, well, we've got our own thing that we can invest in now and we're going to jump on board with the Devils.
Now,
and I signed up as a foundation member anyway.
Yeah, you jumped on board straight away. A lot of the comments on the AFL's post and also the Tasmanian Devils official Instagram, which you can check out the mascot on our socials now as well, people are just slating it. They're just saying, this is terrible, this looks ridiculous.
It's a bit scary.
The kids are going to run them away. I love it. I think it's really, really cool. Thoughts, Lingy? Do you like it?
I would say it's interesting.
Pinata vibes. It's got pinata vibes. Also like one of those mops that has the strips,
I can
flat
see that.
Strips of.
I don't hate it. I don't love it.
My response to that would be, okay, well, tell me what would you prefer? Would you prefer a devil that's got some character or a sun?
Yeah.
Like the Gold Coast rollout.
It's a fair point. And we've got a giant cat with a big head.
But at the same time, that's character. That's something that is really identifiable to Geelong, whereas the Devil,
colours.
That's going to be Tassie's thing.
Yeah, it
looks awesome. You can check it out on Insta now. So, all right, well, two thumbs up from me, half a thumb up from you, and zero thumbs up from you.
No, I don't mind. I think the tongue bit is like there's a lot of tongue. I think it looks like
Would you rather no tongue? Think about these things, Tom.
Tongue-y the Tassie Tiger or Devil. not Tiger. Anyway, good on him.
Oh, AJ nearly launched.
Wow. Bang. The Tassie Tigers are our cricket team, not our
football. Ah, okay. There you go.
My mistake.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
We do this every Wednesday for Stan, and the responsibility of bringing the movie to the table does rotate around the team. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan and a little bit here as well.
Yeah, the concept of this is you're going to explain a movie to us, Log, that is you're going to put it in pretty, well, bad terms.
Like your explanation.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
So, wow. So you're going to not give it away, not just tell us straight up what the movie is. You're going to give the little one or two sentence blurb, and Tom and I have got a guess. Mm.
That's right. Are we ready for it?
I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. When moving to the country isn't all that it seems. I made it real generic because I was
pretty,
so scared.
It's pretty vague.
Okay.
Moving to the country
isn't all that it seems. So things go badly, maybe.
Moving from the city to the country ain't that fun.
All right, keep going.
And how about you come up with some ideas? It's a collaborative approach.
Escape to the Country TV show. Have you missed the...
No.
That's got to be a movie. Good.
Who moves to the country?
Who does?
What about I've moved to the country, but in the country I can't move.
I can't move?
What?
I'm stuck there. I'm
stuck in the country.
You know, not the point of it is not like too cryptic.
Yeah, you've gone too vague.
But yours is your too cryptic. Okay, okay.
Too vague. Could be
all
anything.
Right.
Come on.
City kid moves to the country.
Will Smith, is it Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh.
No, that's a
Stand By Me.
No. Shut up while I give you the next.
Okay.
City kid moves to the country, but no one's allowed to move in this country.
Again, cryptic.
Yeah. No one's allowed to move in this country.
Mate, what's something else you do when you move?
You dance. Oh, is it Footloose?
Yeah.
Footloose.
He's the new kid in town, and the music's on his side.
Let's dance!
Footloose.
Obviously, because they're not allowed to dance town.
The best thing is, right, I made a Footloose reference off air yesterday.
That's, yes.
In the studio. Is that what tweeted you? Right. Yeah. But did you listen to what we said? Because I said, Lingy's like, oh, is that Footloose? I've never seen that. And I said, neither have I. and you're like, yep, Footloose, I'll get it for sure.
But you did. Yeah. You did get it. Did I do better this time?
Oh.
My brain really struggles with it, to be fair.
Just pop that on the agenda for the next meeting, Tommy.
Literally said, neither of them never ever seen
but
it.
But you got it. Therefore... It worked.
I had fun. Not anybody else, but I had fun.
I'm sure Stan is so happy they're on board with this.
Yeah, you had fun, that's all that matters.
Biggest lineup of entertainment's only on Stan.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
A little bit of tension in the studio right now.
Is it? We're shining the mirror on your face.
Yes.
With some information that you could read through the mirror.
Loggy picked up on something.
Yeah.
And then asked me to start collating data related to that. My mum's values that she instilled in me was always to hold the door for somebody. Mm-hmm. In particular, call this old fashioned.
Don't yell at me.
And I'll get in trouble for this, but in particular for a female, hold the door for them.
That's right. I will hold the door for a lady.
No, you won't. You definitely don't do it for me. I see what you're saying now.
Oh, welcome to the show.
No, you don't.
And you have been called out now for any time I hold the door full loggy mainly. You just walk straight through because you're a busy
man. Yeah, and say, thanks, mate. See you. Have a good one.
Or if we go to the door at the same time, you're always just like, just expected that Lingy and I will get it. And you'll walk free and not even say thank you.
How many things am I carrying when I leave the studio? And Cameron, for you to say that whilst it was just you and I, whilst Log was having her extended Christmas holidays of 3.5 months.
Sad.
That I wouldn't open the door for you.
Don't get bogged down on details.
What was the layout of the studio when you were leaving each morning? Where was I situated? Was I sitting right here over the other side of the desk, punching away, working? See you, mate, and you off you jog. All right, but I'm the A.
Well, we don't know that yet. Lingy and I think it, but we're just two people. We need more. Yes. Is Tom the A?
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
On 52232955, we've got Mark. Mark from Winchelsea. Is Tom an A because he never holds the door open for anyone?
Yes, he is a big A.
Good.
Come on, Tom. Where are your manners, mate?
I do hold the door open. I don't know where this beat-up is coming from.
You don't. I've never seen it.
Tell you what, Mark, I'd hold the door open for you, mate. Not these two clowns, but for you.
I don't know about that, mate.
I don't know about that.
Don't let the door hit you on the on the way through.
Mark's quite rightly questioning your manners, Thomas.
Lloydie's here. G'day, Lloydie.
Hey guys, how are we?
Good. What's your take, mate?
Sorry, guys. Respect the boss. He's not an A.
Yeah. Oh, what, Lloydie? He's too busy for us, is he?
He's superior. He runs the reins. He's got the right of way. Sorry.
Superior.
Funny how we had to finish on Lloyd
as well. That's all right.
Nice little bow there for you.
He did call through, and I thought maybe he might have my back just because he and I are bros, but that's okay. we need to organise a prize for that guy. Lloydie. And we had someone else on the line too, but they've dropped off. So, I mean, chances are they would back me up too.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
You think Ava from Lara. Come on. The Lara people.
Oh, the Lara crew would have stayed tight. Yeah, yeah. But you would have done some sort of A-type behaviour in Lara at some stage. I reckon
around the supermarkets, mate. He's the talk of the town.
Hilarious. all right, have we settled that? Have we worked out that this was all frivolous and slanderous?
No, it's 1-1. Plus frivolous. Man Loggy, that's 3-1.
Slander.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.